Well, the Relay for Life of the Sauk Valley coming up at Westwood Sports Complex on Saturday, June 8th. And we have Betty Clements, Cheryl Faber, with us in studio. Good morning, my friends.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
How are we doing today?
Just peachy.
It felt so nice and warm when I walked out, and then I heard it was supposed to get cold by the afternoon. I thought, oh, it's too bad.
Just a teaser.
It's a yo-yo.
It's up and down. That's right.
It's been
at least we got the rain we needed.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely needed
everything
that.
In bloom. Well, I made a promise to myself that I would not tell Betty how many weeks it was.
But you can tell me, Tom.
Yeah, but she's right.
Well, you know, I actually addressed it in the very first sentence today because I knew you would probably do so, Tom.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little over 2 months away. Okay.
Yep. A little over 2 months.
You did it this time, though.
Yep. 9 weeks, actually.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be here before we know it.
It is. But we're, getting all the pieces in place, and that's what we're going to find out more about today.
Sounds good.
Well, the first thing we need to talk about is teams. We need the teams out there. You know, we love to see them come walking with us. You know, a team can consist of one person, believe it or not. You can just be a team captain all by yourself, or you can bring your friends or your family, your congregation, people you work with, your co-workers. Get a team together and come walk with us. It is so important to honor our cancer survivors and to help raise money for the American Cancer Society. Because of them, we are saving lives, and it is very important. How do you register? Well, it's real easy. You go on the website, and they'll ask you to join or to get a team started. And the Relay for Life is relayforlife.org/Sauk Valley IL. And if you don't like to do it on the computer, guess what? You can call 1-800-ACS-2345. You'll get a live person, not a recording. I love that. And that person will help you get registered without a problem. Or the third way you can do it is you can go see Pam out at the Sauk Valley Food Bank, and she has the paper registration that you can do. Once you get your team started, there are all kinds of resources online that helps you to show how to get fundraisers, to raise money for yourself, for your team, for the American Cancer Society. I think that's really important. There is so much information on there. I started reading some the other day, and I thought, it's going to take me an hour to get through this.
Wow.
But there are some wonderful ideas on there. Because some people say, well, what can I do to raise money? Well, they have all kinds of ways that you can do that. After you raise $100, you got to get your money sent in. Pam will be glad to take that money and get it sent in for you. You will get a gray T-shirt that will be delivered directly to your home. And, you know, it's a beautiful gray T-shirt.
Yes.
I should have worn it today, but have you seen it, Tom?
Oh,
you already got one. You
yes.
got yours. It's really neat. I love it. Yeah. So it's gray with the purple writing on it. I think it's absolutely wonderful. So anyway, get those teams together. Come out and walk with us. That first lap, of course, is for our cancer survivors. And Betty probably wants to talk about that.
Actually, yes, I do want to talk about that, because survivors are the heart of Relay. It's the real reason why we actually have this event called Relay for Life. I want to go back to 1985 when the first Relay took place. A doctor out in Tacoma, Washington, wanted to do something for his patients that were undergoing cancer treatment. And so he decided that he was going to go to the local high school track, and he was going to walk every hour on the hour for 24 hours, and he was going to collect pledges from people that he knew in the community that would support his walking. And he did so. He went around the clock 24 hours, obviously taking breaks at the end of each hour, and he managed to gather quite a large amount of funds. It was over $8,000 that first time. So it was the start of Relay in 1985, and when Dr. Gordy Klatt actually began that, the American Cancer Society was the beneficiary, because he gave that money to the ACS, to American Cancer Society. And that was the beginning of what we now know as Relay for Life. So it has spread across the U.S. in every state of the union. It's also in 13 different countries worldwide. It has become a wonderful way of fighting against cancer and letting the money go towards research and education of of everybody in your community, and it is all about a community event. Pockets of people that get together. Why? Because they have a passion to do away with this disease called cancer. So for people that have never participated, Relay for Life is not competitive in any way, shape, or form. All you have to do is to be able to walk, and if you can't walk, you can use a wheelchair. That's certainly welcome. We want you to come to the track the day of the actual event, because that is the time that we celebrate. And we celebrate not only the money that has already been raised that you've turned in order to get your T-shirt if you're a participant, but it's also a time to celebrate the survivors in our community. And when you see that sea of purple, the survivors wearing their purple T-shirts and carrying balloons, and in many cases having sashes on that say survivor, it brings tears to my eyes. It truly does. It's just an amazing sight. You realize there are so many people you know that have been affected personally that you didn't even know had that diagnosis. Survivors, who are they? Anybody who has ever heard those words, you have cancer. And it can be a male, a female. It can be young, it can be old. It can be whatever your nationality, whatever your community. All are welcome to the first lap. So what we have planned at the Relay for Life of Sauk Valley is a number of things. From 5 until 6 is registration time. And during that time, when the survivors come in, they will record the number of years of their survivorship. The survivor who has had the longest longevity of survivorship will actually be awarded a bouquet of flowers and announced, and will lead the parade of survivors. That is an honor in and of itself. In the last few years, it's been the same individual who was diagnosed at birth, if you can believe, and she has over 50 years of survivorship. Yeah. It's an amazing progress that has been made by American Cancer Society and other organizations too, because research is how we have found how to fight this disease and cause people not to get a decision of death as a result of that you have cancer. So survivors will open then that first lap that Cheryl already alluded to at 6 o'clock during the opening ceremony. That is the time that we celebrate any and all of them, and we want a sea of purple. So if you are a survivor, come out and register at that time. Prior to that time, though, you need to have gotten your T-shirt, and Cheryl already has explained three ways that you can do so, and we'll mention those three ways again at the very end when we summarize everything today. But you also are able to be a part of the actual event itself. So from 5:15 until 6, our committee, our Relay of Sauk Valley, would like to provide a box lunch that is being provided by Arthur's Garden Deli. We would like survivors and a caregiver to each receive it free of charge, but obviously we need to know how many box lunches need to be delivered. And so once again, we need you to pre-register to get that box lunch, to reserve it for yourself. It'll be delivered to Westwood Building 3 during that time of registration between 5:15 and 6. You can eat it at that time, you can save it for later, however you want to do, but you need to pre-register. As a result, you need to go to one of three places to do so. The actual survivor form is on the website, so that's one place you can do it and download it and submit it. That's relayforlife.org/Sauk Valley IL. Or you can call the 800 number, 1-800-ACS-2345, and talk to a real person. Or you can go see Pam out at the food bank, Sauk Valley Food Bank, at 1801 Plant Avenue, just beyond Self-Help in Sterling. She is there on Monday through Thursday from 8 until 12 and is open to the public. You can pick up the form and actually do it right there. So hopefully we will end up with a large number of meals to be shared, from the survivors, and that's a time of camaraderie for the survivors and for their caregivers. You would request one meal for yourself and one for a caregiver, so you have the possibility of either one or two. We want to see a large number do so, and obviously the deadline for submitting that request for a box lunch is the 30th of May, which is 1 week before the event, so Arthur has plenty of time to be able to get the food ordered at their end in order to be able to provide it and deliver it on the 8th of June at the event at 5:15. So that's what we're hoping for, and we hope to have a large number of people that will end up coming. We do have a team captain meeting coming up on the 1st of May, and if Cheryl wants to address that, May 1st,
I would be glad to. Yep, May 1st, out at the Sauk Valley Food Bank. This is what's important for the captains of the teams to come in. If that captain can't come, get somebody from your team to come, because we will be handing out information. This is at the Sauk Valley Food Bank at 1801 Plant Road in Sterling. If you don't know where it at, find self-help. It's right next door to it. Can't miss it. But we will be handing out the schedule of what will be happening the night of June 8th. We'll let you know what you need to bring. We'll let you know what's going to actually be going on that evening and what you need to leave at home, because there are some things that we don't allow, needless to say. We will be talking about our theme laps, because we do have some fun times planned, hopefully, and we will ask that maybe you'll be bringing some things for that. So it's kind of important for the team captain or a member of their team to attend this meeting. May 1st, put it on your calendar, 5:30 at the Sauk Valley Food Bank.
I love some of the names that the teams come up with. you, the names alone say, hey, you know, we're here to celebrate.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And it is a celebration. The whole event itself is a celebration of the money that's raised, and where that money goes to the research, goes to the education. We have all kinds of things available for the public that shows up to support the Relay for Life that night on June 8th, and you can pick up any and all of that information about how to get your screenings, how to make donations. And Cheryl alluded to the fact that $100 gets you your participant t-shirt. And I can remember the first year that I joined and decided I wanted to do a team. And I thought, how am I ever going to get to $100? That's a lot of money. I don't like asking people for money.
Right.
But it's so easy to do. It truly is. The website allows you to do it online. Right. You don't even have to do it face-to-face if you don't want to. I personally like the face-to-face, or you can send a letter in the mail. People are so willing to give to the American Cancer Society because they know it is the signature event, Relay for Life, of the ACS, and that money basically is going to research and to patient services and to education. So it's a good cause. Everything is tax deductible that you make to the American Cancer Society. So if you're one of those people around the 15th of April that's thinking, wish I had a few more dollars I could take off on my income tax, hey, American Cancer Society, love to take your donation.
That's right, because it is tax deductible.
It's about that time, so that's always important to remember. So, three ways. We want you, whether you're a team participant, a team captain, we want you if you are a survivor. If you've ever heard those words, you have cancer, but you got to register in order to get your t-shirts. You've got to register so we know you're coming. We want to make plans. So those three ways that you do so are relayforlifewebsite.org, Sauk Valley IL, 1-800-ACS-2345, the phone number, toll free, or you can go to Sauk Valley Food Bank. Talk to Pam, the director out there, Monday to Thursday, 8 to noon. She has paper copies. She will submit it, scan it then for you so it's directly sent in. Doesn't beat it. The other thing is I will be putting ads into the local newspaper for survivors to sign up. So if you watch the newspaper, if you're a recipient of it, or you're in one of those rural newspapers that are out in Morrison and Provincetown and Lee County area, the ad will be coming out shortly. You can always do that and send it in. The address is given there for my address to send in your reservation. So we want to thank WSDR for being a major sponsor. you personally, Tom, for your support. We truly appreciate it. You know, Relay is all about a community that takes up the fight. So we need the community to show its support. Now is the time.
And I think we need to make sure we conclude the community is both Lee and Whiteside County. We're called the Relay for Life of Sauk Valley. But some people say, well, what happened to them? They don't have one. So we've included them with it. So anybody that's in Lee County, you are most definitely welcome to be there with us on June 8th.
Absolutely.
And that's true of anybody that even is visiting relatives. If you're here on the 8th of June, you are welcome to come.
Absolutely.
More than welcome. I mean, anybody, it's open to the public. We want the public to become aware of how you can be educated to prevent cancer from attacking you personally.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. And see, a quick check of my calendar here. And the next time we get together is, today's the 26th of March. It will be April 9th.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Okay.
April 9th.
Yep. All right. Well, Betty and Cheryl, always good to see you. And thank you so much.
It's always good to be here. Thank you, Tom, so much.
Thank you for important information. There is your Relay for Life update.